what's going on in the world? Why are people complaining about stupid things? Why are there Twitter crusades enraged by the casting choice for a fictional character? I mean, there have been digital floods of people complaining about particular actors being cast for inane roles. And I'm not talking about obvious bad casting like, hey, they cast Gilbert Gottfried to play the part of Abraham Lincoln in a serious BBC documentary directed by Kenneth Branagh. No, I'm talking about people complaining that an actor isn't fill in the blank enough to play the role of whatever fictional character. Well, the character is supposed to be this religion and be this color and have this gender identity, and the actor they cast has none of those qualities. Rage! You do realize it's a fictional character, right? You do realize that an actor's job is to pretend to be something they aren't, right? But the character is vegan. The person playing that character should be as well. Why? Because of authenticity? Let's go back to my first point. It's fiction. It's made up. An actor's job is to play pretend. Seriously, think about it. If casting guidelines were based on being 100% accurate to the source material, then Hugh Jackman should never have been cast as Wolverine because he wasn't short, hairy, or Canadian, and his skeleton wasn't fused with adamantium, all right? And did you know Patrick Stewart didn't actually have mental powers during the filming of all the X-Men films? I know, the travesty of it all. There have been plenty of instances of various actors who weren't gay playing the part well, and vice versa. There have been race changes to characters that were fine. Yeah, sometimes things don't work out like a George Clooney Batman, but the bottom line is, if they can act the part, who gives a crap? The point of a film is to tell a story of fiction with fictional characters and fictional scenarios. If you can't distinguish between fiction and reality, the casting choice of your favorite superhero is the least of your problems. And as for movie studios, stop listening to these ass clots. Do not change your content based on a bunch of tweets, posts, or emails from oversensitive, emotionally unstable goobers, all right? All you're doing is watering down and neutering what may have been an inspired example of cinema. Oh, and did you know they didn't really get an alien from outer space to play Thanos in The Avengers? And the guy who played Doctor Strange wasn't a real wizard. Neither was the kid who played Harry Potter. Go home and cry about it! Christ, even in a land of make-believe, people can't be happy. My fictional characters aren't realistic enough. Wait, what? Sometimes I wonder if all the 12-year-olds on the internet are just bored, or if it's somehow some clever, controversial campaign by the studios rolled out in order to drum up drama and get their content trending. Think about it. I wouldn't put it past them. So don't fall for anything you see or hear without confirming the story from various reputable sources. And always be skeptical of controversial topics that are trending, okay? Some of those may just be sensationalized to get you to react. And in turn, get that to start trending. It's all about promotion. I've said this before. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. That's it. Hey, if there's ever a phony movie, all the squirrels have to be played by real squirrels and not CGI, like that raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. That was very culturally insensitive to raccoons, man. See, now we're just getting stupid.